USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning in the battleground state of Florida on Thursday. They're about an hour apart from each other. The former vice president saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding his rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events that he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division in addition. Division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. Weekly jobless claims fell to the lowest level since March last week. The Labor Department reporting 751,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. The biggest jumps in claims were in Massachusetts, Kansas, and Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As mentioned earlier, President Trump is campaigning in Florida, the president predicting the greatest red wave in the history of this country.
And 5 days from now, we are going to win Florida. We are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
The president continues.
We locked down. We understood the disease. And now we're open for business, and that's what it is.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
ExxonMobil is going to make major cuts to its workforce. The North Texas-based oil and gas company saying they're planning to lay off 1,900 people in the United States, most of them to be in Houston. ExxonMobil says the cuts will happen through voluntary and involuntary programs and need to happen to keep the company competitive. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both spending time in Florida on Thursday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with a slight edge in Florida, but Trump 2020 campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany believes early voting will be key for the Republicans.
As of yesterday, we are 6 percentage points ahead of Democrats in the early vote. That is historic. That is historic turnout for Republicans. Statewide, we have won 10 days straight of early voting. And on Election Day, when the Trump coalition turns out, we will win the great state of Florida. We will win this election.
As if 2020 isn't already strange enough, look for a full moon on Halloween. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.